Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
As the university librarian, Elaine Westbrooks oversees 10 libraries and nearly 10 million volumes. Her goal is to ensure that the Carolina community has the resources it needs to continue creating knowledge, learning, and to preserve the unique history and culture of North Carolina for future generations. Westbrooks presides over a library system that is very specific and far more diverse than many users realize, from students to faculty to researchers.
Most people are familiar with our Davis Library as well as our Wilson Special Collections Library. But we have libraries that are dedicated to the health sciences, the arts, science, music. And so it's a great library system, and it's definitely one of the best in the country, and I'm really proud of it. It's a big, comprehensive research library. But what's most exciting is the fact that it's much more than books. Manuscripts, there's musical recordings, there's data sets, software, image collections. Library collections today are much more diverse than they ever have been. When we think about those 10 million volumes, what that does is it creates that comprehensive collection that anybody in the state of North Carolina can walk in and have access to it. And when I think about people walking in, we get nearly 3 million visitors a year, and that was actually pre-pandemic. When we look at how people access information today, most of our users come in via our website. So we're getting over 10 million people who are coming to our library virtually. And that is basically emblematic of the world we live in today. And this is a world where a lot of information is digital. People have expectations to access information digitally. And we're happy that we're able to be that research library in the digital age for our students, our faculty, our staff, as well as all the citizens in the state of North Carolina. I can tell you that we have people from all over the world who use our library system, and we're really proud of that fact. We cater primarily to the state of North Carolina and our students, faculty, and staff, but we have scholars from all over the world who come to us because of our unique collections and because of the unique expertise that we have.
Preserving and making accessible the history of North Carolina has remained one of the most cherished challenges and responsibilities for Westbrooks and her staff.
We have approximately 250 staff, and that includes librarians and archivists, as well as librarians focused on rare books, IT, fundraising. And this library system has evolved quite a bit over the years. And so right now, a lot of our staff are very much focused on data visualization, how to curate data, how to preserve data. Preservation is in our DNA. It is so critical to who we are. Nobody does it on the planet like we do. I think it's really important that we are that place where people can depend on. They can depend on us to make sure that future generations of North Carolinians have access to the rich history of the university as well as the state, whether it's Orange County or Durham County or Asheville. We are very invested in that history, and our strength is not just the state of North Carolina, but we're very much focused on the history of the American South. We're the premier repository for the history of the American South, and that is one of the reasons why scholars from all over the world either come to Chapel Hill or they access us online through the web. This deep mission to preserve the history and culture is something that actually libraries have been doing for thousands of years. We believe that we have to continue to preserve the history, whether it's analog form like a book, but also increasingly the history is digital. And so that means email, that means data sets. And so we are continually trying to find new and innovative ways to preserve the history and culture. And that's why our digitization program is so important, is because we want to get as much information in the hands of people in the state of North Carolina. And the best way to do that is through digitizing thousands and thousands and millions of items that people can access from home at night in their pajamas. They can get access to amazing manuscripts and books and journals from their computer at home.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.